minutes of Overdrive with Bob Chapman. If you just joined us, I'm going to continue breaking this down. But it's par for the course. And what is the headline at the Drudge Report? I have a secret plan on the debt ceiling. Well, they've already told us it's 14th Amendment Reconstruction powers, but not against the states. It's presidential dictatorship of Ulysses S. Grant against the Congress, launching wars without Congress, carbon taxes without Congress, gun control without Congress, without law. And then gun rights groups are like, well, yeah, the ATF says now we got to do this. It's about training you to do what they say. And I'm going to read the letter that's never been seen. It's going to be published at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com from an Austin gun dealer. And again, the bigger story here is not even that they're doing this outside law. They're coming and harassing and treating like criminals people that go through the instant check and go through the already unconstitutional garbage. Bob, am I right to be completely freaked out by this?
Oh, absolutely. And it's happening in many fields, as you pointed out. It's the abrogation of the Constitution. And I was watching Judge Napolitano the other day, and he said that the ability of the president to use executive order to extend the debt commitment of the government is totally unconstitutional. And so we have one unconstitutional act after another. And everybody in Congress just stands there and does nothing, with the exception of a handful of people. And the reason why is they've all been paid off. They've sold us out. It's dreadful. And it's going to continue. You know, I can remember the first run-on I had with ATF. And it wasn't with me. What they were doing was going around and trying to find people who knew me so that they could threaten them to spy on me. Now, we're talking 1960s, 1970s. And they even went so far, a friend of mine who's now deceased, who is was a gun dealer and a gunsmith, et cetera, they went into the story head in Glendale, California, two of them from the ATF, and told him he was to spy on me. And he was older at that time and had that steel armor in his mind as well as his body. And he said, I'll tell you what, this is the last guy in the world that I would want to spy on. And he's a friend of mine. He said, if I were you guys, I would get out of here and go try to pursue something else, because there's nothing that he's doing that's wrong. Well, he never saw them again. But the point is this. This has been going on for years.
And you, as usual, cut directly to the issue. If you study criminal investigations and things and how intelligence agencies operate, they are now outside of law. With this government order from Obama without law saying we're going to start going and demanding that secret forms be filled out on all your customers. And if they go along with this, it's going to be more and more. This is how they operate. And this is turning them all into confidential informants to act like gun purchases are illegal when they already know exactly what guns people are getting and how many. Through the FBI NICS. It's about saying we do things outside Congress. As Obama said, we're going to get the guns by stealth. And they're doing it, and they're testing, and they will. They've announced they're going to announce an executive order, and the gun grabbers have bragged it's going to be a no-gun buy list, just like the no-fly list that the chief of staff, Emanuel, said they would do. They're doing it. And they're terrorists that ship the guns into Mexico that have killed 3 Border Patrol and 5 cops at least and countless citizens, to then blame it on the Second Amendment. And even when they get caught, they go ahead with it, Bob. That's the issues.
Right. And then when they put me on that list and I can't buy any guns, I know where to get them. I'll go to the narcotraficantes down in Mexico and they can sell them to me because they got them from the BATF in the first place.
It's unbelievable. Bob, stay there. Stay there. I want to get more into the economy, but finish up with this ATF on the other side. The ATF, without a law, is going in and muscling and threatening gun dealers to do things they tell them. And you got a mafia gun-grabbing creature, Obama, telling them to do it.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bail, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When you go up to PrisonPlanet.tv, where we've been streaming the live radio show today in video living color, you'll notice there were two shows yesterday, not just a three-hour, 30-minute radio show, but also a two-hour TV show, an InfoWars special report, not the news show, but a roundtable discussion with Mike Adams of National News and, of course, Sheriff Richard Mack. And that's an example of things to come and what we're doing. I'm normal. It's normal when you've studied history, when the government is announcing, yeah, we're going to start censoring the internet anytime we want. Yeah, we're going to make ISPs store all the data on you and give it to us without warrants. That's going to the House of Representatives. Yeah, we're going to go into more debt to foreign banks. Yeah, we're going to steal the pension funds. Yeah, we're going to raise the taxes and cut the services. Yeah, we're going to have the ATF ship guns into Mexico, publicly blame the Second Amendment, and then have them outside of law make under a federal order. Now, give me a document cam shot, please, on this right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's about to go up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They say, we are now ordering. Now, remember, they tried this last year without even having an order. They just said, you will report to us. Here's where you do it when somebody buys two or more rifles. Again, you're already having your background checked. You're not a criminal. They don't have any other law. Even though Congress passed an unconstitutional law, again, let me have a close shot here, even though Congress passed an unconstitutional law. The point is, it's the law. But they don't have a law on this front. So, giving you a document cam shot of this article, we can zoom in a little bit more, please. U.S. Department of Justice, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Washington, D.C., ATF.gov, Dear Federal Firearms Licensee. A license is an authorization to do something that would be illegal. This is the 68 Gun Control Act. To assist its efforts in investigating and combating the illegal movement of firearms along and across the southwest border, ATF is requesting licensed dealers and pawnbrokers in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas to submit records, information concerning multiple sales of certain rifles. Okay, let me read that again. We're going to go to Bob. To assist in its efforts investigate yourself. You shipped them there, tens of thousands, and combating the illegal movement of firearms across the southwest border, ATF is requiring, there's no law, they're just ordering you, licensed dealers and pawnbrokers in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. And if this stands, if Congress doesn't stop these criminals, who should all be in jail right now for doing this and perjuring themselves and being caught, then the sky's the limit. That's what this is. They already know the guns. They already know who got what. They just are seeing, hey, we're an outside law, I'll tell you to do something. That's how tyrants test you. Is requiring licensed dealers and pawnbrokers in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas to submit records information concerning multiple sales of certain rifles. And see, they need that call to open the investigation to use that as the probable reason to come harass you at your house or business. They're doing it if you buy ammo now. ATF has the authority to issue the letter to collect such record information from federal firearms licensees, FFLs. Now listen, ATF has the authority to issue the letter to collect the record information from federal firearms licensees under 18 USC 93G5, and the authority has been delegated by the ATF acting director of the Chief of National Tracing Center. And it turns out that does not give them the authority to order someone as an indentured servant. The law says an instant check. The Supreme Court ruled on that in Mack versus U.S. You must submit to, this is just a total lie, a total fraud. You must submit to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives reports of multiple sales or other dispositions. That means wherever they come and tell you. Anything they tell you. See, it has a little caveat. Report anything we say, you work for us now. Or other dispositions, whenever, at one time or during any five consecutive business days, you sell or otherwise dispose of two or more semi-automatic rifles capable of accepting a detachable magazine and with a caliber greater than .22. Including .223, 5.56 caliber, to an unlicensed person. You are required to report all such sales that occur on or after August. You know where the criminals get them? They break into your house to get them. By August 14, 2011. Now, this has already been going on, even though this says it kicks in later. And here's the big news. They are going to the houses of people and demanding without warrants to be let in to see the guns. These people are all too scared to talk about it. And harassing them and getting them in their face. You must continue reporting multiple sales for the rifle subject to this demand letter until we provide a written notice to stop. Just do what we say. You work for us now. So this means licensed gun dealers now work for the government. This is indentured servitude. Read the Declaration of Independence. You are now an enforcer for them. You're now a deputy dog of the dirty ATF. The required information must be submitted on ATF Form 3310.12, report of multiple sale or other disposition of certain rifles, no later than the close of business on the day the multiple sale or other disposition takes place. And then they tell them in private, don't tell people we're having you do this either. It's like they told folks, sell the guns to who we're sending to get them, and don't say anything, and we're going to videotape it. And it was their agent coming to get it anyways. And they have a form you got to fill out. Be advised, in addition to the record information required by this letter, licensees remain obliged to submit reports of multiple sales of other dispositions when the licensee sells or otherwise disposes of pistols or revolvers or any combination thereof. Oh, see, the news is saying high-powered rifles, really, .22 above. And now it's pistols and revolvers. That's other big news. That's not in the AP article. This is basically all guns. Bob Chapman, again, I'm hyperventilating here because they're harassing the gun owners, ATF harassing gun owners that buy two or more guns, handguns, rifles, you name it. There's no law. They give a fake code. Gun control by stealth. outside the law, and you can, we can find the articles where they were already doing this last year, quote, ordering them. It was like ATF orders the headline, gun dealers report, people buying more than one gun, I think was the headline. I mean, Bob, they can just do whatever they want under this, and this signals the implementation by stealth that Obama said to his gun grabbers, don't worry, I'm going to do this outside Congress. What should be done about this, Bob Chapman?
Well, first of all, they're looking at all weapons, but particularly, I think, what they call assault weapons. That's why that 5.56 millimeter is mentioned there. The only thing you can do is go to your congressman and senator and tell them that you don't want this sort of thing to happen. It's wrong. It's illegal. And do something about it.
Well, it allows them to open criminal investigations on people that have done nothing wrong. I mean, this is a witch hunt.
And it's happening in many phases of government. It's the evolutionary process that leads to dictatorial government. And that's really what we've got. I mean, the president and even Congress looks the other way. The president does all sorts of things that are illegal. But nobody seems to care in Congress. We have to make them care. How about the 87 people who just got elected by the Tea Party, so to speak? Why don't we push them to stop this? I'm sure, first of all, they probably don't even know about it. And it's up to you to tell them about it. In fact, I would draft a letter in three or four lines. The ATF is doing this. It's illegal. I want it stopped.
Well, here's the deal. The angle here is Obama's stealth gun control goes live. Gun purchasers harassed. Or witch hunt. Obama launches witch hunt against U.S. gun owners. Begins visiting homes of people that buy two or more rifles or handguns, and then just point out that they were already ordering this last year, so now they've issued a letter. This is total stealth, and they're going into gun shops. They're going into gun shows where it's mainly licensed dealers. We have private sellers who are allowed to sell, you know, the guns they've got, and the people show their ID, everything. It's an illegal alien. It's fake. The ATF sends them in, and they send grandpas to jail. I mean, we are witnessing their stealth assault. And then remember, Bob, these are the people, as you said, caught shipping the guns in and then lying to Congress. I mean, where is the Attorney General getting in trouble? Where are they? They've been caught lying, Bob. Their own agents blew the whistle.
It goes on all day, every day. They just don't care. And if you can't work it through Congress sooner or later, someone's going to come to one house and they demand to go in, and someone's going to say no, and there's going to be a confrontation, and there's going to be some dead ATF people. That's what is going to happen, and it's going to spread.
Well, you know, I've tried to be peaceful about this, and we want to have things be peaceful, but this is what kicked off Lexington and Concord. This is what started the Republic. They put up with so much abuse, but at the end of the day, they said, you're not taking my guns, Redcoats. And the Redcoats shot a bunch of people and turned them into martyrs, and it was on. And it's a good sign that a lot of ATF people are blowing the whistle now. They realize this is getting, we got a scumbag president criminal raping the country, outside of law, shipping guns to Mexico and using it to come after our guns. And it's time for the ATF agents to come out with their union and say, we're not doing this anymore. We're not criminals. It's time to say no to Hitler. It's time to say, Bob, you agree it's time to start saying no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we can go through Congress, and if they don't do anything, it's going to degenerate. And anybody in law enforcement will tell you that. And they certainly don't want to be on that end of it. And if I was an ATF employee, I certainly wouldn't want to be there now, because sooner or later, they're going to try to go into homes and they're going to get killed.
Well, Bob, you know how many veterans there are that don't care about living and who have totally committed that they're going to go out in a blaze of glory if people try to take their guns. And that's going to be called the terrorism. This has all been planned. Let's not allow this clash between the police and military and the people. Bob, God bless you. We'll see you back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on the Sunday transmission. Thank you so much.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are working with the United Nations and the Arms Trade Treaty? This would eventually make all firearms subject to international law. This would obliterate our Second Amendment right to bear arms that protects us from tyranny. The United Nations will become a communist tyranny over our country. Is this what Americans want? It's nearly too late. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You see, it's a mathematical, societal, historical fact that if you allow corruption to grow and if you get rid of checks and balances in government, whether it's Rome, Germany, or the United States today, that you will be absolutely and totally and completely enslaved. Because even if you have moderately corrupt people that get away with corruption, over time, the more avarice-filled and cunning get into all of those positions. And then you get a Mao, a Hitler, a Stalin, a Fidel Castro. And we've seen Hugo Chavez transform completely into a lying dictator with staged elections and arrest and the shutdown of political speech. And there's a flotilla of laws I'll get to later in the broadcast where just outside of law, they are shutting down free speech, total internet tracking. I happen to have here, and to my knowledge, no gun dealer has put this out. We actually have the ATF letter directly from a gun dealer known personally to yours truly, where they command them to surveil and report on their customers outside of law. And this is basically indentured servitude. It turns them into confidential informants. And so you're ordered to be their informant. Similar to some of the sections of the Patriot Act where they order you to surveil people and then not tell anyone. And then if you find out that the FBI has broken into your house without a warrant under sneak and peek provisions, then you can't tell anyone that they've broken in. Well, that's basically what this is. The ATF saying, you now work for us. You're like a crack dealer we've busted. And it's outside of law. And if this is put up with, if people don't stand up against this, And I got to tell you, you know, it even takes courage in this police state for the gun dealer to give this to me. And it's a testament that these letters haven't come out to date. And that tens of thousands of gun dealers have been sent these in the last few weeks and that none of them have the courage to even leak it. I mean, you need to see the gun dealers come out and say this is illegal together, or next they're going to be telling you to do even more like they did in Phoenix and other areas where the government comes in and says, hey, you are going to ship guns to these people we tell you to and videotape the whole thing. And the people are like, well, I don't want to do that. And they said, you better do it. And they did it. So this is all part of like the mafia coming to your grocery store and saying, you're going to start paying me a cut. And instead of beating the person's brains out with a baseball bat, there's not a lot of mafia in the South and Texas and places because in the past people would kill you. In the North, folks put up with it as soon as immigrant populations came in from Eastern and Southern Europe who were accustomed to that, and the predators would prey on people that had been taught how to bend over. But here in Texas, you come into somebody's place, they don't care, they're just going to kill you. I mean, in the old days, my grandpas were nothing special. They weren't the toughest guys in the world. Well, maybe they kind of were, but the point is, you know, they were the types of people that just, if somebody did anything to them, they were very nice and friendly. You were going to get your head stomped in, and if you pulled a gun, they were going to kill you. Now, that's what old Texas was. You see, now in America, the mafia comes, the bombers of Oklahoma City, and they tell people to do this, and everybody just grovels. We need to legally do something about these criminals that have been caught shipping guns into Mexico to now blame the Second Amendment and execute this. Now, I got Ted Anderson here, and Dillingpole's coming up, but I have to get him on about 35 after, so I've got to cover this financial news with Ted at the end of this segment, the start of the next. GDP at 1.3 growth, that's a complete joke with Cook numbers. But with inflation, I mean, that means we have a negative growth rate of about 8%. Gold soars, Dow plunges, Apple has more cash than the U.S. government, exactly how the bankers wanted to position us. Consumer confidence at two-year low, Q1 crashed to just 0.4. And again, they're teaching us right now that the dollar's going to die, and we're going to go into a depression because we didn't raise taxes. We're all being taught how it's our fault, and the global crash will be the $14 trillion we owe, not the $1.5 quadrillion created by the bankers. And I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here today with a Friday gold deal that's going to run through the weekend, but also to talk about the economy. But, Ted, before we go to break, people need to protect themselves. Gold and silver, it's only gone up. You bought it months ago when it went down a little bit. You're running out, and it's already gone up some because you're selling stuff that, you know, you bought as it went back up. It's time for folks to take advantage of the gold and silver deals and protect themselves from the banksters to some extent. I know folks wish they would have bought silver when it was $5 an ounce or gold when it was $300, like I told you. You know, now, Ted, tell us where gold and silver are right now.
Yeah, gold hit a high today of 1633.80. Silver hit a high of 40.49. I mean, gold has hit a high it's never seen before now. It's getting to be comical out there, Alex, what's going on economically. Comical.
All right. Stay there, Jen. I want to come back and just briefly give folks the different silver and gold offers you've got today, and it will all go up on Monday, so I would advise everybody to Not wait. Get involved in gold and silver right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Secret, because it's not been released, and they're telling the gun dealers not to let the public know. Now the ATF comes and says, hey, we don't have a law, but we're going to order you that you cannot sell somebody more than two guns in a week, two or more guns, and then you have to call us like it's a crime so we can then go harass them at their homes. And this has now begun. I've talked to people who, of course, are scared, who go buy two rifles because they're on sale at Academy, Walmart, local gun shop, whatever the case is, and the ATF and FBI come to your house. If you buy, now it's even 500 rounds of ammo, they're coming to your house. Like you're a criminal, and they're saying, oh, because of the carnage in Mexico when it was the government that shipped the guns into Mexico. So they don't care they got caught running this false flag against the Second Amendment. They're going ahead with it. And I was given this document by a Texas gun dealer who I know personally. I'll leave it at that. And I've got Aaron Dykes back there doing a report on it. We got James Dellingpole coming up, popping in to talk about four new climate gates. The one of the biggest is Polar Bear Gate. Also, NASA's had to admit that the heat is going out of the atmosphere into space, and it's the sun. The Hadron Collider found that it's true that it's ions out of space that are causing cloud nuclei and are mainly associated with heating. Again, it's premeditated fraud from these people. And the whole house of cards is falling in on them right now. So we're going to be talking to Dillingpole in a moment. I want to go back to Ted Anderson. Ted, market plunges at open on GDP debt issues. That's even a cooked GDP number of 1.3 because they're using cooked inflation numbers. If you average it for real inflation, we're down, gross down by negative 8. Economy grows at sluggish 1.3. Consumers pull back. Ahead of Obama's jobs councils, moving jobs and economic infrastructure to China, including their giant multi-billion-dollar a year X-ray business. In fact, now we're hearing that a lot of the naked body scanners are going to be China-made. You got to love it, man. Frying us in microwave ovens made in China. It just boggles the mind sometimes to realize that this is going on. So that's some of the financial news we've got. I want to get into what Ron Paul's been saying about all of this a little bit later. But briefly, Ted Anderson, what are today's gold and silver offers? I want to be very clear for people. I am proud that I've been promoting gold and silver for 14 years. And in that time frame, again, silver's gone from $5 to over $40. Gold's gone from 300 and something to, what is it now, 1,600 and something today, exploding upwards. And it's not that gold and silver have really gone up. I mean, I've got articles here today where all over the country they're robbing every form of scrap metal, bronze urns at thieves steal 100 bronze vases off headstones at cemetery. There's grave robbing going on, railroad rails being jerked up. I mean, this country's in a depression. And you got almost 50 million people on food stamps. That's 50 million in soup kitchen lines every day, but it's digital, so they're hiding it. And it's all been planned. And I just hope people will get into gold and silver today. So, Ted, tell folks the gold and silver you have.
Yeah, right now the francs are at $354. Of course, you get Bob's full year subscription for that. It like brings us to about $975 gold. That's like almost half a spot. British sovereigns are at $444. Alex, that American Dream video. I was listening to a show on the way in. They're talking about, well, why don't we just pay the principal off? Why are we just talking about the interest on debt? You can't pay the principal off. It'll cause an economic crisis. It'll cause the depression like you've never seen before because we have to continue to go into debt because it comes through the bank. It's simple as that. You need to have this American Dream video. People are crazy not to order this thing. Right now, $85 gets you two silver dollars. You know what's happening in the silver market right now. You get the video, and it's like a presentation that's entertaining. At the same time, you understand the system by the time it's done, and you're going to be able to hand it off to your friends if they'll want to watch it, too, just because it's that kind of entertainment. And, you know, it's like that, I don't know, it's one of the best tools I've found to wake up people that I have out there. I want everybody listening today.
And Ted, because of inflation, real inflation and commodities going up, thieves strip live copper wiring from 14 schools in town. I see this every day. Start of school year threatened. Two men arrested for stealing guardrails from roadway. Thieves ransacked D.C. firehouse. And meanwhile, the government's telling us inflation's not up, we're not in depression, and crime isn't up. I mean, there's robberies happening at coffee shops I go to, restaurants. I mean, here in Austin, there is crime exploding. They're raising taxes, laying off cops. The cops that are left are writing tickets for revenue generation. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. And Obama's answer is go deeper into debt with the bankers by signing on to their derivatives. Now, we've got the deal where you get two silver dollars, the free book and free video and shipping. That's an insane deal. Folks should get the American Dream package, as it's called, because that's the name of the film. But what are some of the gold and silver coins? Then we're going to James Dillingpole. What are some of the other special radio listener specials that you're going to hold through Sunday night?
Well, very popular is the American Eagle right now, currently at $1,744. The bags of survival dimes, they're the old junk silver bags. They're currently right now at $3,083. You got to realize it almost takes 31 dimes, old new dimes, to buy one constitutional silver dime now. That's how bad things are getting. There's a lot of things that I have right now. I would just call the British sovereigns and the francs are nice because they're small and they're, you know, it's more of a smaller piece of gold you can use to trade for groceries, this type of thing. The big 1 ounce coins, I mean, right now they're at $1,700. Alex, when we first started working on them, they're closer to 200. You know, back then you could buy, it bought a lot less. Now it buys a lot more. You need fractional pieces. So probably the franc at 354 is the best buy.
All right, Ted. Well, the toll-free number for folks to call to take advantage of this deal is 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And there'll be brokers there throughout the weekend. If you want to get silver, you want to get gold, tell them it's the radio specials. Those are the best deals you're going to find. And there's a whole plethora, a roster of special deals they've got, but all the deals are great. 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks, Ellis.
You bet. Oh, Ted, I almost forgot. So what is gold exactly right now? I know it soared to all-time records again today, breaking its records of last week, but what is it right now?
Well, let me just refresh you real quick. I'll tell you where it's at. Presently right now, gold is sitting at 1,624, and it's seen a high today so far of 1,633.80. Never seen that price before yet. This is the highest it's ever been.
All right. Thank you, Ted Anderson. Okay, shifting gears for the balance of the hour. I'm going to be honest. I can barely think right now after reading this ATF letter. Where did my ATF letter go? I mean, I just want to run out of here and go shoot a special video and write a news article about this because this is so incredible. But that's coming up. We've also got Al Jorgensen, the founder and head of the mega successful rock band, techno, trance, whatever you want to call it, the granddaddies of so much of modern music that's so popular today, of ministry, is going to be joining us for a full hour coming up. We'll cover the waterfront with him. But going to London Telegraph writer, best-selling author, his new book's out, Watermelons, The Green Movement's True Colors. I would call them banker melons because they're communists that communize your wealth to give to the offshore banks, but it's always a Soros behind every great commie. But Polar Bear Gate. And I've got a report here. There's three other big breaking things that show total fraud and lies. I mean, basically, they say, give all your money to Al Gore and kill yourself, and the earth will be saved. So Al Gore can have, you know, some more 20,000-square-foot houses. But this Polar Bear Gate goes right to the White House, and I want to break it down. I mean, you know, the hoax that polar bears can't swim, well, now it's that they can't swim long distances. This has all been exposed as a calculated fraud. And James Dillingpole joining us. Break it down, please, sir.
From this point of view, there's this guy called Charles Monnet who works for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement. And this guy has been in charge of a budget worth around $50 million. Now, how did he get to be put in charge of this budget of $50 million? Basically, in 2004, he came up with this amazing report which showed that these polar bears had drowned. Apparently, they'd been exhausted by swimming too far away from the landmass, and it was all somehow to do with man-made global warming. And this story was picked up by Al Gore. You remember how he used it in his propaganda film, An Inconvenient Truth. There was that graphic of a drowning polar bear, you know, again, killed because of man's greed and selfishness and global warming. And then it led to the polar bear being declared a threatened species. So this guy, Charles Monnet, was instrumental in having the polar bear declared the poster child of the global warming movement. You know, the polar bear was the symbol of everything we were doing wrong.
And even though in Arctic areas their numbers have, what, doubled in the last 50 years, and they're known as vicious 1,200-pound rats that are just running around everywhere.
It's true that in the last 50 years, the polar bear population has increased fivefold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it was about 5,000 50 years ago. It is now estimated to be around 25,000. Now, I do not call that an endangered species. I call that an infestation. I call that almost vermin. I call that a polar bear problem. But no way is the polar bear in any danger.
It's the same thing. thing with bald eagles. They teach kids they're almost dead. You go on a cruise to Alaska, and I think the bald eagle's a neat bird, but they take you to the dump on tours where you watch them eating their favorite food, diapers, and they literally, you'll see 20 of them in a tree, 10 of them in that tree, eating all the fish. It's just bald eagles. I mean, growing up in Dallas, there's bald eagles all over the place. But no, there's no bald eagles. Hey, give Al Gore all your money. Lord Rothschild needs it.
I think we, you know, and I know, Alex, that the environmental movement has a pretty good record of playing fast and loose with the facts on endangered species.
Well, they're also constantly been caught over and over again in the U.S. dumping species that aren't endangered overall, but they say in an area are endangered, and they've been caught over and over again releasing animals and then finding them. Hmm.
Well, you've got your Texas sand lizard, of course, haven't you, which has been causing trouble.
We have a cave bug here used to steal hundreds of thousands of acres from private citizens, and then the green fascist then turned around years after once they got the land and sold it and own it personally. They are absolute supreme rulers of this area.
There's the California Delta smelt. There was the spotted owl that stopped any forestation, any deforestation happening on the Pacific coast. You know, these animals are used by the environmental movement as a way of essentially in their war against the capitalist system. And this is exactly what happened in Alaska with this.
Well, it's a war against anyone's private property that isn't theirs. They're exempt from all the rules, like General Electric. Now, let's talk about Polar Bear Gate, because this goes right to the heart of them.
Well, I think what's interesting about this case is, number one, how is it that this guy is being prosecuted, or investigated at least? You know, this guy works for a federal agency under the Obama administration. You would have thought that any guy working for a federal administration who comes up with a story showing that man is evil and we're endangering the environment, you would have thought he'd be given, at the very least, a Congressional Medal of Honor for his service to the cause of green lunacy. Because don't forget, the Obama administration is in it up to the hilt with eco-fascist values. You know, you've got people like Lisa Jackson at the EPA, you've got Carol Browner, you've got the eugenicist John Holdren. You've got all these crazy eco-loons in the Obama administration. So what is this guy doing being prosecuted? I think it can only mean, or rather investigated, it can only mean that whatever this guy has done, it is really a quite serious case of fraud. This is not a guy who's innocent research has been corrupted and misreported and distorted by the media. This guy must be guilty of some kind of serious malfeasance. Now, I've been looking at the interview transcript of the Inspector General who's been investigating his case, and it's quite obvious, reading the transcript, that this guy, Charles Monnet, has been guilty of the most outrageous junk science. You know, he's taken the case of these bears, these polar bears, that he may or may not have seen drowning from an aeroplane. And, you know, three polar bears. And he's used these three polar bears. He's extrapolated from this that the polar bear is in grave danger. And remember here, we've got this guy getting a budget of $50 million. Dollars to play with. Now, if you or I went and robbed a bank, robbed $50 million from a bank, I think we know what would happen to us. Yet, in the environmental movement, in the wonderful boondoggle of federal funding, it's perfectly okay to use junk science in order to create a scare story into effectively steal from the taxpayer $50 million to be wasted on further eco research. That's somehow okay? I didn't think so.
Well, where does it go from here?
Well, I hope that this is a sign that, you know, we've seen the other evidence, the NASA report as well. I hope this is yet a further sign that the green Ponzi scheme is finally collapsing. You know, if this guy is being investigated, then it suggests to me that people people are starting to run scared. You know, people are starting to think, hang on a second, we cannot get away with this scam any longer. We are going to be found out. So we may as well start prosecuting the bad guys now before we get blamed for it ourselves. So people are suddenly starting to cover their backs, doing their due diligence, you know, righting wrongs while they still can.
Now, there's a bunch of other scandals going on right now. NASA's come out with data showing that the Earth is, you know, off-gassing the heat and that the models are frauds. We already knew that. They've been caught fixing the models and setting them up over and over again. You've got the whole situation at the Hadron Collider where it showed that basically the other studies, that it's the sun driving warming and the different particles that's sitting into the atmosphere forming cloud nuclei. That's come out. There's one other scandal. I mean, their entire thing is being routed, but they don't care. They're all over the news holding up penguins and polar bears saying they're all dying. And to give your money to Al Gore and Lord Rothschild so they can have more jets and yachts and more royal trains or we're all dead.
Yeah. Although, you know, I sometimes wonder whether you know, every time we make a big deal about the new research showing that their theory is bunk, I think in a way we're playing their game because they want to persuade us that this is an issue that can be resolved through science. And actually, we know that this has nothing to do with science. This is a political...
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end.
Okay, going back to James Dillingpole of the London Telegraph. Finishing your point, James, you're saying don't even debate this on science because they've been proven to be total fraudsters, their internal emails. It's all, I mean, look, no carbon taxes on China building three coal power plants a week, and then the U.S. can't have three a year, and GE's moving everything to China. I mean, this is monopoly man stuff. I mean, they're just shutting us down because they've decided to move their operations to China. I mean, it's just robber baron behavior. And then Al Gore and all these other people are just disgusting scumbags.
Yeah. The science is a complete red herring, because the fact is that organizations like the IPCC have arranged it in such a way that real scientific debate isn't allowed to take place. In fact, what they want now is to create a situation where there is no null hypothesis. In other words, the burden of proof, this is what Kevin Tremberth says, the burden of truth should now be on us evil climate change deniers to prove that dangerous man-made climate change is not happening. Well, you can't prove a negative. So even though every day spectacular new evidence emerges that the man-made global warming theory is just flawed and entirely, you know, untrustworthy. No matter how new evidence comes through, you still have this great big machine, this political machine, this business machine of rent-seeking corporatists, the machine involving all these green NGOs like Greenpeace and the World Wildlife Fund. You know, it's going to be very, very hard to derail this massive, massive gravy train, which is rolling on and on. There is so much money to be made out of
it. Yeah, it's a mafia system where you got to pay them a cut of everything, and then all their insiders are exempt. And then, meanwhile, real environmental crises like all these genetic part human, part animal clones, oh, that's not an issue. Just Dillingpole, why are you so selfish? Why don't you just kill yourself and give your money to Al Gore to save the penguins?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Dillingpole, why are you so selfish? Jones, why are you so selfish? They always have to make it personal. It always has to be about people making deliberately wrong lifestyle choices. You know,
yeah, they've got the moral high ground. It's blood-sucking Nazi maggots.
Yeah, it's like apparently you and I and your listeners, we secretly know the truth, but we lie about it because we're so selfish. I mean, this is just not the case at all. We just happen to have a handle on some kind of scientific reality, a reality which the warmists have abandoned a very, very long time ago.
Well, James, you know what they did at Copenhagen 2 years ago. They had a ruling that the sun does not heat the earth, and they said so, and everybody knows the sun doesn't heat the earth. You're a freak, man, okay?
Yeah.
And I want you to apologize. I apologize to the listeners for that sick person who thinks the sun affects the earth. James Dillingpole, I want to have you back soon to talk about your new book. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.